Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The 2019 KISW Rock Girl Search. It's done. We found the hopefuls, but now we need you to vote for them.
Yes.
Okay? We're not searching. We're picking. And we need you to help us pick the 2019 Rock Girls. You got to do this. You want to see some... Hey, look, this is a great job because, well, you get to see some very attractive ladies
like
trying
Lindsay
to be rock girls. Hello, Lindsay.
You know, Lindsay or Anna?
Anna! Let's
get Anna.
It's a tough call again.
All right. Oh. Paige or Alicia?
Oh, Alicia.
Alicia.
Yes.
Listen, Crystal and Samantha.
I love Samantha's picture. So you could be doing this right now, and you can be helping us choose the next rock girls.
I just voted for Nicole.
Oh, good job, buddy. Go to KISW.com. Vote now.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Turn down for tacos.
Charge down for what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I turned down for MySpace.
Oh, gosh,
that
yeah.
That's the story. I was able to get into my MySpace account.
Oh, that's the big news.
Yes.
Did you keep any photos or anything? Or did
all
you lose
the photos
them all?
Are still there.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm going through a real crazy trip through memory lane.
Like, how old are some of those pictures then?
About 80 pounds heavier old.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing
wow.
How big you look. I mean, I knew you the whole time of these pictures, but it just, I just didn't remember that you were that heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's nuts how much weight Steve has lost.
Yeah. You didn't notice until you see some pictures from that time.
Yeah. I remember the turning point was when we were at the airport the one time and you got on the scale and it was, you actually weighed more than me.
Yes.
And you were like, I need to fix that.
It wasn't because of you, but I needed, yeah.
actually, it was.
Yeah,
he pulled me aside and he said, I can't live like this.
I can't
this.
Be as big as the Rev.
Great.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeff in Puyallup to take on Steve. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Rev, he's playing for tickets to see Wayne Brady, who's going to be over at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, May 11th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
How many total combined red and black numbers are there on a roulette wheel?
100.
No.
88.
No.
Total, I don't know, 666.
No. In Family Guy, what is the name of Peter Griffin's wife?
Wow.
Oh, come on, you're not doing this.
What's up? Okay, what was the first television network in the U.S.?
ABC.
No.
NBC.
Yes. In Alice in Wonderland, what suit of cards does the Queen identify by?
Queen of Hearts?
Yes. Which New York building did King Kong climb up in the classic movie?
Empire State Building.
Yes. In what year of the mid-80s did Mike Tyson win his first world heavyweight boxing title?
84.
Nope.
85.
Nope.
86.
Yes. In the world of business, what does the abbreviation NYSE stand for?
New York Stock Exchange.
Yes. Sure. Chicago borders which of the five Great Lakes?
Lake Michigan, Lake Ontario, Lake Superior.
Michigan, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
Ooh, I like the way Jeff played this, man.
Yeah, he did.
He was scrambling, but he made it happen.
Yeah, he,
thank you very much. Follow me on MySpace.
I know. I wonder how many people now are just scrambling to go to MySpace to either find their pictures or maybe their old band uploads and then finding nothing.
Vicky, do you have any luck with my MySpace page?
Well, I need access to your email account, but yes.
Oh.
I sent in the thing.
Okay.
Ooh, so we'll get to see BJ from 10 years ago. See how much weight he gained or lost.
Oh, dude, I don't know if I feel like I look the same, which is not good, except I have less hair.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many total combined red and black numbers are there on a roulette wheel?
99.
No.
Ooh. 50.
No.
100.
No. In Family Guy, what is the name of Peter Griffin's wife? Whoa.
Lois.
Yes.
Thank you.
What was the first television network in the U.S.?
NBC.
Yeah. In Alice in Wonderland, what suit of cards does the queen identify by?
Hearts.
Yes. Which New York building did King Kong climb in the classic
Empire
movie?
Empire State Building.
Yes. What year, the mid-80s, did Mike Tyson win his first world heavyweight boxing title? No.
85.
No.
83.
No. Yep. In the world of business, what does the abbreviation NYSE stand for?
New York Stock Exchange.
Yes. Chicago borders which of the five Great Lakes?
Erie.
No.
Michigan.
Yes. Aquamarine is the birthstone of which month?
October.
No.
I'm going to go August.
No.
July.
No. One, two, three, four, five, six. It's a tie.
Damn it.
Yeah, buddy.
86.
Good job, Jeff. You, sir, get the prize.
Oh, thanks. It was a proud victory.
Yeah, it was. It was a proud tie.
It was a proud tie.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get that.
He did know that it was 86, and you figured it out a little bit late there. Aquamarine. Does anybody know which month that's the birthstone for?
Or better yet, does anybody care?
I'm sure the people who are born in that month care.
January?
No.
It might even be my month, and I don't care.
No, it's not your month. What month is it now?
Oh, I guess it's March.
There you go.
Why wouldn't it be green?
I don't know.
August is green. Parrot-o.
And aquamarine is kind of green, blue-ish.
I suppose, yeah.
Sort of, all kind right. of. You know, it's kind of icy, and then it goes into the spring, it's a little...
I think we're overthinking.
I'm totally overthinking it.
Yeah, here it is.
Beyond that, how many total combined red and black numbers are there on a roulette wheel?
I think Danny knows this.
36.
Yep. And he was rolling his eyes at everyone's guesses there.
I used to be addicted to roulette.
I love that roulette.
I know the last time we went up for an appearance up at one of the casinos, you were hitting up that roulette table pretty good.
That's
there.
Roulette, Rev.
Roulette.
Roulette.
Danny was so good at the roulette, he won himself a Rolex.
Roulette. Congratulations to Jeff on tying Steve this morning.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize on Beat Migs. Simple as that. All right, got a poll here. Found out that the average person can get away with not remembering 5 things a day because technology does it for them.
That's you right there, man.
Oh, dude.
Everything's in your calendar.
I love the to-do list on my iPhone because I can just tell Siri what to do and go remind me to do it, and it's fantastic.
I don't even know if I've ever used the to-do list.
Oh, man, it's the greatest thing in the world.
I use the calendar all the time.
Yeah, I mean, the calendar makes sense, but the to-do list, because it sets off the alarm, whether it be silent or shows up as a notification. So if I need to do anything, I never forget.
I don't even know where it is on my phone.
Oh, you don't have, well, it's... it's somewhere on there. Well, you're in the wrong place. I don't know where you are on your phone.
I'm in the search thing. I wrote to-do list.
Oh, well, it's, I don't know if it's called to-do list. Let me see what it's called. I'll tell you right now.
Tasks?
Tasks. That's reminders. It's called reminders.
Oh, I use the right term.
You're right. Well, it's a reminders, but it's a to-do list is really what it is.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
Hey, you got it right there, buddy.
No items due today. Today's going to be a good day.
And you can do multiple lists. So I have grocery lists for everything I would need, lists for this, stuff for the house that needs to be done.
You can repairs. Do stuff with your family.
Yeah. Wow. You can change those too, Steve. That's probably what the phone gave you, because if you've never done it, that just says, hey.
This is the first time I've ever looked at this on my phone.
Oh, it's so good. And you just tell it. You go, add this to my grocery list. Add this to my Costco list. Add this to my whatever list.
You probably talk to your phone more than you talk to anybody, huh?
Well, my wife doesn't live with me, so yeah. It's kind of a lonely life, Steve.
Oh.
Why do you think I got me an Echo? Alexa and Siri are the only people that talk to me. Yeah. Mm. Thanks, man. So how about we actually don't have to remember 5 things? We don't have to remember anything anymore. Okay, first thing is passwords. Isn't that interesting?
So, I mean, hey, just talking about that MySpace thing. In order for me to get into my MySpace, I needed to get into an email account that I haven't touched since 2015. But fortunately, I had the password saved on my phone. You know how sometimes it'll save things?
Oh.
So I had to go through my phone's list of passwords and save passwords. And I was like, oh, crap, it's there. Boom.
And wow. There's a bunch of apps, too, that help you categorize and save all your passwords, like LastPass. It's how I saved a bunch of stuff. But then I forget my password to LastPass. Then I'm screwed.
And then you always change it. Like, this is easy but hard for anyone else. And then right. You don't remember it.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm afraid to put my passwords down anywhere because then they have them. Somebody has them. If you're storing them somewhere, somebody has them.
It's a good point.
Yeah. And it's like,
so where do you put them?
I try to put them in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how's that work out?
Well, I can't get into MySpace.
You can't even remember your brother's middle name. You think you're going to remember a password?
Well, maybe that's why, because maybe that's the password for everything I have, my brother's middle name. See? Nobody knows it. How about other people's phone numbers? Now, we know we don't have to know those anymore.
Oh, yeah, I don't even try.
I only know my wife's because hers is attached to Dick's, the sporting goods place. So
Jesus, I was going to say, what is happening with this statement?
No, the sporting goods place. So whenever they're like, hey, what's there for your rewards?
Yeah.
So I always just use her phone number.
So oh, so you know it. Oh.
I've committed it to memory because of Dick's.
Sarah.
Of all reasons.
Sarah takes it personally if you don't know her phone number. Even though I tell her that basically everything is easily just stored. You go call my daughter. That's all you got to say now on the phone. I don't have to know her phone number anymore.
Yeah.
And yet, Sarah gets mad.
I don't know anyone else's because my parents don't have the same number anymore. You know, growing up, we had the same number up until they moved to New Jersey. So that was the only other number I knew by heart. But now the only number I know is my wife's and if I ever need to give my car to an organization that has kids.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know any numbers.
I know, besides my own, I know three. Not counting the radio station.
Good for
either.
You.
I know my parents, my house. So my mom, my dad, and the house.
So Vicky's the winner. She knows more phone numbers than we do.
I don't remember my brother's.
What's the oldest phone number you remember? I remember my grandparents' phone number, and they have been passed for, over a decade now.
Oh, my own phone number I know. Oliver 86095.
Wait. Oliver what?
Oliver 86095. That was my first phone number ever.
Well, you guys use names and letters?
What? Do you see? You guys aren't old enough. That's what they used to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is Oliver 8?
It's 6'5".
Huh?
Six is O and five is L. And so they would always give it a name for the first two numbers. For some reason, the first two numbers were easier to remember as a name. So we were Oliver 8, 6095.
Would it be easier just to remember 6 and 5 than Oliver?
That's how they
and
did
eight?
It back in the old days, man. In the 40s and 50s, they always had these names. Hey, wait, give me a call at Oliver 8, 6095. Okay, buddy boy.
No, it was 951-6586.
So you don't, I bet if you ask your parents if they actually had a name for those first two numbers before you were born, I bet they did because they're older than me. That's what, I'm sure it wasn't just Massachusetts that did that. I'm sure a lot of places did that.
I mean, you're probably right. That's a question I don't really feel like asking because it's going to probably lead to a long story for my dad.
You are such a great son. You know what? You're the best son ever. He'll probably just tell you, our number was Norman 7 or something like that.
No, you don't understand, BJ. This is how it's going to work. It's going to be like, why are you asking? And I got to explain why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's going to come up for the next 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Then remember that time?
Yeah.
That you needed to know the names for our numbers?
Yeah. I bet, listen, I'm obviously in my 50s. I bet there's some Seattle people that also had names for their numbers.
Somebody's surprised. They thought that you used smoke signals back when you were trying to call people, BJ.
Nice.
Well, we did.
Oh, mine was Cherry 4, according to a texter.
Yeah, Cherry 4.
Oh, you know what? Now I just realized why they used Klondike, because it's KL.
Yeah.
For like on the television shows, because all TV phone numbers started with 555.
Yes. Klondike, buddy.
I don't even know what that means, except for a delicious treat.
Well, I don't know. Maybe how long have the Klondike bars been around? Yeah, well, they would find a name that would be the first two letters of that were represented. We all know there were letters under the numbers. We know that from the old time, the way that we used to do the flip phone stuff, and that's what it was. Oliver 86095.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, well, that's because you're not old. So I'm the last generation probably that remembers that.
So he says, "Don't lie to us, BJ. I bet your phone number was 6."
You know what? The texters are just really hysterical this morning.
Somebody says Seattle on Alpine 5.
Ah.
Marysville phone numbers used to begin with Olive 9.
Oh, they were just Olive.
I like this texture. I'm so lost right now.
Me too. I don't know what's happening. I do remember three numbers. My ex-wife, my girlfriend, and my mom.
Three numbers.
Yeah, that's the only three numbers I have
in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, so Danny and Vicky are winning. All I remember is the one.
Yeah, another person says Alpine 5. I guess that was the Seattle one.
Yeah, see? But you got to be old. Yeah, that's, those are the, it just, that was the fun times because you only had seven numbers. You never had to worry about area codes and anything else like that. You just said, call me at the seven numbers. See, that, do you remember that, Steve, at least, that you only had seven numbers? You didn't have to have the extra three?
Absolutely.
How about you guys? You don't remember just seven number phone numbers, do you?
Well, in New Mexico, there's only one area code for the entire state. So it was always easy to remember that. Whereas, like, here, it took me a long time to get used to the 206.
So I'm saying, we never had area codes.
I didn't really know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, they there was no need for an area code that I remember.
KE5 for Spokane, according to one person. At some point, Seattle had Hawthorne 9.
There you go. Nice.
I was Oliver.
Someone says mine was Poopstain 7. I don't think
Poop
that's
Stain 7.
Yeah, I don't think that's correct.
I think that's very true. Poopstain 7 was a classic number. The other thing that we don't have to remember anymore, because we're talking about the five things a day that technology remembers for us, we don't have to remember how to spell certain words anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's so great. If I'm trying to figure out how to spell a word, I just start typing it in my phone and it corrects it.
Yeah. Yeah. Your and your still gets me, though, because, you know, the phone will just not correct me. And so I always my buddy Sean is Mr. Grammar, and he'll always let you know when you've used your the wrong way as opposed to that belongs to you or, you know, you are.
At some point, are we going to stop with that?
I know. He's an idiot.
I mean, I get it. It was fun to do at one point to correct people on that stuff. But more often than not, someone just has a typo. Do you need to really just jump down their throat over the fact that they forgot an apostrophe?
Well, that's because I went to English school. That's what that person is saying.
English school?
Yeah, I went to English school is what I did. Also, how to write legibly. We don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, good luck reading my handwriting.
Yeah, yours is kind of interesting. Anytime I see any notes that you've done, Steve, I'm like, I don't know what
that is. It
is
great to see Steve take notes because I'm like, okay, this must be for the Egyptians. Yeah. I have no idea what the hell this is.
Are these pictograms?
Bro, I keep notes all the time on certain things, and I go back to go take the notes that I handwrote and put it into like a Word file, and I have to stare at some things going, I don't even know what I wrote right there. I don't even understand. At the time, I'm sure it made sense.
Yeah, I just got to be thinking 25 years from now, handwriting, are they going to bother teaching that at school anymore?
Mm.
I get that maybe printing you will still do it because you still have to be able to write notes and do that. But as far as like handwriting and signing your signature, I don't think I'd do that anymore.
I'd say taking notes because then all of a sudden your hand starts hurting because you don't do it anymore. So it's just like you start feeling that strain on your hand. You're like, screw this.
I know. Notes. But psychologists, or I don't know if it's psychologists or scientists, have said that actually if you're taking notes rather than just typing them in on your iPad, actually writing in a notebook is better.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of times where I need to memorize something or remember something and I need to write it down. Even if it's just chicken scratch, which more often than it is, it's just something about writing it down helps me memorize it.
The fifth thing that we don't have to do anymore, that we don't have to remember how to do, is basic math.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
I mean, do you think they'll do times tables anymore? I don't even know if they do. Do you really need to know them?
I would hope so.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you need them for anymore?
Dude, we'd be so effed if we had to go back to elementary school.
Yeah,
I don't think we would pass.
I just think that they're probably teaching kids much more advanced stuff because they don't have to worry about it.
I don't think I knew the times tables to begin with.
Really?
So, yeah. Like, I had struggled so hard.
12 times 6?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
You don't know it either, Steve?
144.
No.
136. Vicky, took a
got
while.
It.
No, well, because I do this weird process in my head. I'm like, okay, well, 10 times 6 is 60 plus, and then 11.
That's not how it works.
But I know. But
don't tell her how it works.
I got you the answer.
No,
you don't know how it works anymore. We don't know how kids are learning math. Math changes like every 15 years.
The idea of the whole conversation, you half a child, was that you memorized them. You didn't have to think or do a thing. They burned it into your brain that as soon as somebody said 12 times 6, you know it's 72.
They taught us 1 or 0 through 10. That is as far as
they teach you 11 and 12.
Mm-mm.
Okay,
well, I mean, 11's pretty.
You just missed that class.
I just got a text message from a friend who is a teacher, and she says in third grade they still do times tables. So we are not smarter than third graders.
Well, yeah, but Vicky says they never taught her 12, and I say they do. They stop at 12.
No, because we even learned songs for each of the songs.
Ask that teacher, Rev.
Because I remember my times tables. There's no reason why they'd stop at 10. Why would they do that?
Yeah, they go all the way up to 12.
Yeah.
That's why I know that 12 times 12 is 144, which is a gross.
See, we did songs for every single one except 9. They didn't have a song for 9. Okay, and then we stopped at 10.
What school did you go to? The short person school? What would you go to?
Right. It's like.
Do you remember, Danny? Do you remember at least being taught them?
Oh, times tables?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember them. I remember doing them, but I just never learned them.
Yeah.
See? I never remember.
Oh, you didn't remember. You don't remember.
I don't remember any of my teachers' names. What do you want from me, man?
Seven times six. Who knows?
36.
No.
7 times 6?
Yeah.
42.
Mm-hmm. It's taking way too long.
Well, because I'm singing the song in my head. That's how they freaking taught us.
And they do stop at 12.
6, 12, 18, 6, 12, 18, 24.
What are we doing?
See?
We're doing math, Steve. Taught, this DJ. Is how math happens.
If I want to do math, I'll go back to the third grade.
Math, not
you
even
really
once.
You guys don't know it just off the top of your head. That's insane to me.
No.
No, not at all.
But I can name all the kids on the Brady Bunch.
Wow.
Even Cousin Oliver.
They're still burned in my head. I don't have
and
to do anything.
And their dog, Tiger.
Yeah. You give me anything, I'll tell you what it is, as long as it's in the 12 to 1 to 12. I can do it. I can't believe you guys. I don't even have to even, like,
so
think.
So it says my son's a first grader. They've already started teaching them Common Core.
Nice.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what? I mean, granted, we don't need it as long as we have our calculators on our iPhones. What do we need?
Or you.
Yeah,
yeah, BJ, what's 12 times 6?
12 times 6 is 72. We did that one.
Yeah, we already did that one.
No, I'm saying in a situation where we're at.
Oh, okay.
What's 12 times 11?
I'm recreating. God.
It's 122.
36.
I don't know if that's right.
I'm answering 36 for everything.
Yeah.
Guys, it's 82.
I'm surprised you're not answering 69.
Oh.
You let me down.
Did I say 122? I think I screwed 69. That up.
Yeah, you did. It's 121.
Yeah, my bad.
Ah! Oh! So, you're so stupid.
I am stupid.
So it says math makes me dizzy. Please stop.
I just defeated that one. Yeah, the 12s were always a little challenging for me.
So it says, BJ, you're being an ass to Vicky.
Oh, poor Vicky. And then here comes the next text. Hey, Vicky, want to get a drink sometime? And here's my penis.
So this is Vicky. I do math the same way.
There's two people that say it that way. Ha. Huh?
Okay, then you're all stupid. Ha. Have a good time at Stupid Island.
Next text. Man, you guys are idiots. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Instead, we'll talk about this. And that is, of course, the petty things in life. Because yesterday, this is what we were doing. We were talking about the petty things we've taken after a breakup. And a listener texted us a great story involving their ex's secret family recipe. And I'll tell you what they did at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yesterday, we got this text during Listeners on the Loose. I saw a funny meme that I would love to hear your answers. Name something petty you took after a breakup. And we got a lot of texts talking about it yesterday. Some that we weren't able to get to. For example, this one. I took a recipe my ex-wife wanted to keep in her family and posted it on Facebook.
Like
wow. The family recipe.
Yeah, that's petty.
That's hilarious.
Man, that's petty.
The secret recipe.
Yeah.
Damn. Kind of want to know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you can. Go on Facebook. Just look up jilted husband's secret recipe reveal.
I'm sure it'll be really easy to find.
One person said, I took all the stuff I bought, tools, soundbar for the TV. I paid for it. He was pissed. Took all the stuff. And she said, LOL.
See, I'm trying, I know we talked about yesterday about, I just never really went down that road. I just, when I'm done, I'm done. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get involved with any of that crap. I guess the pettiest thing I ever did was I made sure I changed all the locks after a breakup. Because I was like, I don't even want that person having access to the whole home.
Yeah, that's not petty.
I think that's just normal.
That's just, yeah, safety first there, man.
Yeah, I just was figuring, like, okay, at some point there, I mean, maybe they weren't fully moved out at the point yet, but you know.
Well, okay. They weren't then.
Whoops. They were kind of, sort of, almost all the way out.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, I don't want things going missing.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, dude. I mean, because you know... If
you just never know how someone's going to act.
Yeah, people, you know, the mutual breakups, which is always, you know, everyone says, oh, it's a mutual thing. It's like, no, somebody got dumped.
And the best part about it was when the guy came, the locksmith dude, to change him, when he found out why, he gave me a deal because he just got out of a breakup. So he was just like, you know what, I'll take care of a couple of these no cost.
Oh, I love that.
I was like, dude.
Yeah, he knew. He knew, like, yeah, you need new locks.
Yeah.
You need to get this done. Yeah, he knew.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So based on this meme that we saw on Facebook and the text we received, what about you? What is something petty you took after a breakup? Or what was something your ex took that was petty? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What was something petty you took after a breakup? Or maybe something your ex took from you and that was a pretty petty thing? Your calls and texts after Gorillaz.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Based on a meme that we saw on Facebook and the text we received, we want to know, what is something petty that you took after a breakup, or what was something your ex took that was petty? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
I just want you took the toilet plunger, man.
What? Oh, man.
That's kind of weird. Unless it's a cool toilet plunger.
I mean, you need one. You always need one. But, boy, you got to let a person know that you've taken it, because every once in a while you go, oh, dang, I better go, and it's not there.
Well, that's the whole point of the petty.
Yeah.
It's like you want them to realize you took it when they need it.
Oh, you guys are just wonderful people.
Like one person said, my ex took a shower curtain knowing that I was out of the country. She also took the cheap plastic utensil holder. Like, you don't need these things. You're just doing it to be a jerk.
Yep.
Although this one might be my favorite text. This is very diabolical. I took their brother's virginity.
Huh? Oy, oy, oy. Ah! Wow. You know, some people do that. And, you know, you wonder, again, what is the brother thinking about that?
He's thinking, awesome.
Yeah.
I lost my virginity.
Yeah. Damn. Gosh.
See, this wasn't a real traditional breakup because it wasn't with a significant other, but it was with people I was living with.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd always buy everything for the house. And it was kind of frustrating, but when I moved out, I'm like, hey, guys, today's my moving day. I'm taking everything. Mm-hmm. They didn't believe me. So when they came home, they had no silverware, no cups, no plates. All their food was on the ground because I took my wired rack, which was our pantry. I took the table. I took basically every single thing from the house.
It was yours, though, right?
Everything was mine. So, and
that's not that petty at all. I mean, you're moving somewhere else. You're going to need all these things.
It's petty because some of the stuff I'm going to get rid of, like the plates, I'm going to donate. I could have left them, but I...
Did you at least use them when you took them?
No, they're all in storage.
Oh, you are.
And they're going to go... either some of those stuff got donated or will get donated when I move.
Because she doesn't like her roommate.
So you really...
Because I was mad.
Oh, okay. So you really were being petty.
You should have took their brother's virginity like most people do.
Yeah, I should have.
I think she did that as a favor. I think that's more of a favor thing. Let's go to Michelle in Oak Harbor. Michelle, you are on The Rock.
So I took back my mattress from a guy I'd been living with. I didn't even have anywhere else to live yet, but I broke into his apartment because my friend who was living with him gave me a key because he took away mine.
Damn. So you had nowhere. So what did you do with the mattress?
I put it at a friend's house, and I was still staying because I was in the military, so I was living in the barracks, technically. And I was just staying with him, and I pretty much lived out of his apartment. And, I didn't have anywhere to live. I didn't have it other than the barracks, so I moved back to my room, and I... stored my mattress in somebody's house until you find somewhere else to live.
So this dude got home and there was no mattress. There's no bed for him.
There was no. He essentially had the box spring and the mattress sitting on the floor because he was too cheap to like buy a bed frame or anything. Yeah. He essentially had no furniture, and I was like, oh, well, I'll buy a bed since we're living together. And he's like, I'm keeping the bed. I'm like, no, you're not. It was a Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's a $1,500 mattress.
Yeah, that's a good mattress. I would have taken that too. Yeah, I love my Tempur-Pedic mattress. I'm with you, Michelle. I'd take that bad boy. In that point, I'm sorry. If I buy the Tempur-Pedic, I'm taking that Tempur-Pedic.
Taking my bed with me.
My wife knows this. I love our Tempur-Pedic mattress, and it's like, if it's over, that's what I'm taking. I don't care. Come arrest me.
I like, some of these texts are really, these are the epitome of petty. One person says, I took all the remotes.
That would ruin my life.
Another person says, bitch took my TV remote and my Xbox controller, but not the TV or the Xbox. Talk about a mind F.
Yeah, those are tough to replace.
I took every light bulb in the house.
That's a lot of that are what?
That's funny. You walk in and it's dark and there's no light bulbs.
And you don't know why. You think, okay, until you really take a look. Every light bulb.
Or all the backs to her earrings. Ha ha, she cheated.
Oh, wow. See, those are, you know what? I never think of stuff like that. That's that's diabolical.
Those are funny, though.
Yeah, and they really put you got some thought in it, because it's a pain in the ass. All the backs of the earrings are gone. All the light bulbs are gone.
Remote controls?
Yeah, the remote controls. Oh, that would be, that's how you get to me. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Ray and Everett, you are on the Rock.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola, Ray, hola. Yeah. Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on the Rock. What you got for us, buddy?
Okay, so I'm getting divorced about 3 years ago. So, you know, I'm doing the moving all the truck and moving the stuff to my new house. And then that final load, of course, you know, is at the front yard. The door's locked. I'm like, okay. So I load up all the boxes and I'm breaking everything down at my new house. And I realized one of the boxes had her great-grandmother's silverware in it.
Oh.
Yeah, so I do, to this 3 days, 3 years later, I do get a little smile when I'm eating my cereal with a silver spoon.
You took grandma's silverware.
Oh, man.
Did she contact you?
Yeah, ever ask?
No, she actually has never asked me, and so I've never really said anything.
It makes you wonder if she really ever cared about grandma's stuff.
Right? And I'm like, every time, like, I'm, you know, on my Walmart plates, I'm like, oh, look at this nice silverware.
Are you guys still friends on any kind of social media platform where you could start posting pictures of you just, like, subtly eating but showing off the silverware so she could maybe at some point have a light bulb moment and be like, oh, crap, he took all that stuff.
Oh, I didn't take it. She gave it to me. It was in the box.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's, I mean, because it is pretty amazing when you, like you say, you got department store plates and you got this old school silverware that was probably worth a lot of money back in the day.
Oh, all 100% silver. Oh. I had it checked out.
Man, how much, do you know how much you got worth? Like, I would have sold it.
I think it was like 11, they said.
Damn!
11 bucks? Damn.
Yeah, $11 is a lot.
Yeah, let's go with that, 11.
Yeah, geez, that's petty, man, taking $11 worth of silverware from her. Wow, what a guy. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go.
Oh, yeah. So for me, it was one of those things where it wasn't like we took all of our stuff, but it was the PLP and I. We were living together, and he had his girlfriend at the time, and we decided that we were just going to up and move. So we just took all our stuff and left because she was the only one on the lease.
Oh, nice.
So we were like, oh, he's done, we're done, and he moved back in with his parents. I moved back in with my grandparents, and we just kind of, you know, just dumped. Done.
So he had a partner in crime. So the three of you were all living together.
Yes.
Boy, that was
wonderful.
Basically, you stole him from her is what you did.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, your platonic life partner, your PLP. She's like,
some
I
serious
can't.
Serious jealousy going on.
Thanks I can't for making that sound weird.
Well, it was. Well, hey, that's what it was, the truth.
So he says, I had an ex cut all the pockets out of my sweaters after a breakup. Scott from Renton.
Oh, man.
Another person says, my ex took all of my high heel shoes.
Ooh, well, see, shoes that's another shot.
See, I just don't have that energy. Like, then I have to box them.
You see,
and then what am I going to do with them?
Yeah, you've never been that angry. I guess it's a young person's game, I think. I don't know how many old folks are going to really care. It's just like, get out of my life. But it seems like the younger you are, the more energy you have, the more anger that's just fueling that. And yeah, you just want to do something. You just want to be so mean.
Yeah, I guess I just never had that much anger towards somebody. Even if it ended bad, it's just like, just get out of my life.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Yeah, I don't need any, I don't want any reminders of you. And I don't really want to have this, like, little, like, you know, argue, like, a little pissing match about whether or not, you know, like, I'm going to steal this or I'm going to take this. But some of these are funny, though. I do get a kick out of people who taking light bulbs and things like that. I just wasn't that creative, I think, when it came to that stuff. And most of the time, I wasn't leaving somewhere. They were leaving. You know, they were leaving where I was living.
And you're just happy to get them the hell out.
Yes.
Yeah. If it's your domain that you want to remove them from, you're like, look, what do you need? Take anything you want. Just get out. You can have whatever you want. Just please get out and don't come back.
Another person says, my ex took every light bulb in the house, including the refrigerator light bulb.
Oh, man.
And then another one with someone said, my mother-in-law took the portable phone, remote control, can opener, so it wouldn't be easy to fix something to eat. LOL.
I love this text we got from yesterday. I kept the tie she used to wear, not because I wanted it, but because she did.
Yep.
When I got divorced, we agreed to go to the house on separate weekends. When I showed up for my weekend after hers, she literally took everything, even my dirty clothes. Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful, that's a brilliant idea. Yeah, we'll do it on separate weekends. I'll go first. We can clear all our stuff out. Yep. Damn.
somebody says I left raw fish in the heating vent.
See
brutal.
That? Yeah, that is. I think somebody did that to me just in general on my car one time. I swear somebody put something in my engine.
Really?
And it just died and then eventually just disintegrated.
Who would do that?
I don't know, but I pissed off a lot of people. I just feel like somebody
did. But how are they going to get into it?
Well, the hood, I don't know. That's a good question.
Or maybe an animal crawled up there and died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't think somebody was after me?
I mean, I'm sure there's people after you.
Forget my personality, Vicky.
Yeah, but I feel like they'd be a little more creative than that.
Yeah. I just assume somebody did it to me because I turned on my air conditioning and it just smelled so bad. I'm like, okay, or my heater or anything. I'm like, did somebody put something in here like fish?
But how, I mean, yeah, they would have to get into your vehicle.
Yeah.
Open up the hood of the.
So somebody close to me, somebody who knew me.
It was probably a mechanic.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Could be the mechanic. Well, I had people every once in a while that have access to my car. And I wonder, you know, like some people who, you know, maybe I don't get along with anymore.
This texture says, my buddy is a plumber. He took all the chains out of the toilet flushing handles, so she couldn't figure out how to flush any of her toilets.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, and if you don't know about that kind of world, you're done.
Really? If you can't figure it out, I think you're just done in general.
Yeah, that might be me.
You wouldn't think to look, open up the top of your toilet and just look in there and see why isn't this not working?
I'm the guy that didn't think to open up his hood to see if, in fact, that's anybody died in there. Yeah, so.
Yeah, solid point.
Got to answer that question honestly. Well, we got this wedding in Snohomish, Washington that's going viral because of a bad singing bridesmaid and a drunken best man that passes out and soils himself. And yes, this was all caught on video. We got the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. And thanks for listening. We'll be right back.